Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online, and we would love to hear from you on this edition. That toll-free number, 844-322-2742, is available right now. Plenty of lines open. Give us a call. We want to address your particular question or your topic of interest. Maybe talk about some skepticism. What do you think, guys? Bob Christopher?
Well, I think we should continue our other gospel series. We started Monday looking at a passage in Galatians where Paul writes, "I'm astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you to live in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel." So there's one gospel. There's one gospel that saves. It's the story of Jesus, his death, his burial, his resurrection, his ascension. That is the message that saves. That's the message on which we take our stand. There is no other gospel out there. Anything else is merely a perversion, a distortion. But we see a lot of distortions out there. Obviously, that was happening in the days of Paul. There were many that were leaving the true gospel, taking up a different message altogether. And as we mentioned yesterday, all of these other gospels are works-based. So you do something, obligate God to react, respond, to bless in reaction to that. So it's more of a negotiation. It's more of a contract. We're trying to say, hey, we'll do this, God, if you will do this. Mm-hmm. So as long as we're faithful to keep our end of the bargain, then that's going to obligate God to keep his end of the bargain. Well, that's not the gospel. That is not the gospel of Jesus Christ, because whenever you obligate yourself to do something, you have just doomed yourself to failure. There is no way that you can even keep up with your own requirements, much less the requirements of the law or any other religious system. So there's a lot of confusion out there in the Christian world today. That confusion is there because people are trying to distort the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Now, this isn't the only place that Paul talks about this. Yeah. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, he says, "These are the things you are to teach and insist on. If anyone teaches otherwise and does not agree to the sound doctrine of our Lord Jesus Christ and to godly teaching, they are conceited and understand nothing." Really, really nice words there. Yes. They are conceited and understand nothing. So if they don't stick with the story, with the original message that Christ died to take away our sins according to Scriptures, that he was buried and on the third day he was raised according to Scriptures, what that is saying about them is that they are conceited, prideful, they understand nothing. They have an unhealthy interest in controversies and quarrels about words. They result in envy, strife, malicious talk, evil suspicions, and constant friction between people of corrupt mind. There's another description, people of corrupt mind, who have been robbed of the truth and who think that godliness is a means to financial gain. So there are a lot of people out there who are perverting or distorting the gospel of Jesus Christ and are making it a prosperity gospel. They are saying, if you do this, this, and this, then you will obligate God to bless you financially. So the whole point of being a Christian is to get rich. That's what so many people are believing out there. That's what so many people are teaching out there, that the gospel is a means for financial gain. Is that the gospel? No, that is a distortion of the gospel that comes from minds that are conceited, that understand nothing, that have been corrupted and have been robbed of the truth. If you hear somebody teaching you that the gospel is a means for financial gain, run, turn and run, because that's not the truth. Here's the truth. Godliness with contentment is great gain. Yes. This gospel of Jesus Christ brings contentment to the soul, not a bigger checkbook.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. Contentment is much more precious than rubies or gold or silver or dollars or a big 401k. I guarantee you, contentment is what this gospel is all about. For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. Those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap, and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. So here you have a gospel that attaches you to Jesus, connects you to Jesus, does something into your heart so that you love Jesus. And then on the other hand is this distortion where people are saying that godliness is a means to financial gain. What does that do? It connects a person's heart to money so that your love is not toward God or for God. Your love is for money, and you use God to make that desire come true. You're using God to make you rich. That's not the gospel. That is another gospel, a distortion. That's out there, folks. It's alive and well. Be discerning. Understand what the true gospel is. You'll be able to pick that out just like that.
Yeah, thanks, Bob, for those opening comments. This is Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher and Richard Piper. I'm Bob Davis, and we're very glad that you've joined us. We would love for you to pose a question on this edition of Basic Gospel. You can do so by calling 844-322-2742. That number available right now and literally 24 hours a day, 844-322-2742. You know, we've talked about it all month, and I hope you've taken the opportunity to make a gift to Basic Gospel and receive a copy of G. Warner Wallace's wonderful book called Cold Case Christianity. We have a copy for you. Last week, of course, we had Jim on the program with us to discuss his findings, and after considering the evidence from the perspective of a seasoned cold case investigator, he came to some pretty overwhelming conclusions that the claims of the New Covenant are indeed accurate and true. Cold Case Christianity will help you make the case. Make the case for the validity of the Bible claims and the confidence to articulate the case for Christianity. We want you to have a copy. All you need to do, if you haven't done so already, is make a gift to Basic Gospel. We'll send a copy to you. Actually, you just click the prominent link right on the homepage at basicgospel.net to make your gift and request your copy of Cold Case Christianity. Again, that's at basicgospel.net. Hope you'll take advantage of the opportunity to do that. Well, question from Samuel from New Britain, Connecticut, guys. Since I listened to yesterday's podcast, do you seek the approval of men? I was reminded of a meeting I had with a very close friend not too long ago. He tried to press me into doubting or denying the existence of the Holy Spirit. It was almost as if he was challenging my desire to be accepted by him as my versus my faith in Christ. It really hurts, and I'd never experienced such an exchange from him. It's one thing to expect such questions from the world, but not those who claimed Christ as their Savior. Please share any additional thoughts on this particular development. That goes right into what we're talking about.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. And if he's denying that the Holy Spirit exists, you're going to have to question his whole salvation, his whole belief system, because God has manifested himself in three persons, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And as Peter wrote in his first letter, there's a work that each of them perform in our salvation. So there's Christ choosing to offer salvation. There's Jesus securing that through his shed blood. There's the Holy Spirit setting us apart to receive that very gift of grace. So all three are involved, intimately involved in the salvation of each and every one of us. And so to deny that the Holy Spirit does not exist is to rob him of that part that he plays. He takes the things of the Lord Jesus and makes them known to us. He's the one that quickens these spirits of ours and comes to live inside of us. So if you're denying the Spirit, as Paul said, anyone who does not have the Spirit of God does not belong to Christ.
Yeah.
So if you're denying that the Spirit exists, how can you really be a Christian? So no truth. Stand on truth. And, you know, if you're going to have to take a stand on truth, and you might lose some friends over it, but the truth is more important, more vital. And if you will stick with it and not compromise, then that truth has an opportunity to penetrate your friend's heart. So please don't compromise. You're there to stand in this gospel message, to deliver this gospel message that was delivered to you through the work of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Deliver that and leave the results in God's hands. So,
yeah, this is so closely tied to what we've been talking about all week, and the danger of just relying on our program to get your answers, because there may be someone who's at least as eloquent and probably more eloquent than we are who will argue something else. If you don't know what you believe, how can you withstand this kind of criticism other than you've got this uncomfortable sense that this isn't right? You need more than an uncomfortable sense. I mean, that's a good starting place.
Right.
But let the Spirit drive you into the Word of God to show you these passages that we talk about. You need to learn it for yourself, and the Spirit will make that possible.
Yeah. Well, we're glad to hear from Samuel, and Samuel, hope that's an encouragement and an encouragement to stand firm in your faith. 844-322-2742. We would love to hear from you live on this edition of Basic Gospel. Again, 844-322-2742. Guys from Elgin, Texas, Mark writes, Jesus loves us unconditionally and forgives us unconditionally. Unsaved people are forgiven as well as Christians. Forgiveness is not the issue. It is a matter of faith in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus for salvation. Is this proper doctrine?
Well, it's really a matter of death to life. You know, when we're lost, what that means is that we're spiritually dead. We're disconnected from the source of life on that spiritual level. That's what Adam and Eve lost the day that they sinned. They lived physically for a number of years. God designed them to live forever. But when sin entered into the picture, it subjected every aspect of our humanity to sin and death. Now, the first aspect that happened was spiritual death. They died spiritually that day. Some 900 years later, they died physically. And so the whole realm of sin and death came into play for humanity. Now, when Christ comes, he reverses all of that. In order for him to reverse that, he had to take away the thing that killed us, and that was sin. That's what he did at the cross. Now all barriers are removed, and now he can give life to those who are dead spiritually, and that would have been all of us. Mm-hmm. So what happens when you come to Christ by faith? You're made alive. You cross over from death to life. Your spirit is made alive. It's quickened. That's new birth. And then God's Spirit comes to live inside and forms a union. So Christ in us, us in Christ. That's what this gospel message is all about. Now, when we receive Christ, we receive that forgiveness that he provided for us. So forgiveness is only found in Jesus. It's not found outside of Jesus. The shed blood has been shed. Mm-hmm. I mean, his blood was shed. He laid down his life. And he offered that as a propitiation, and God was satisfied with the work of Christ on behalf of all of mankind. And now he just puts all that together, puts it in himself, and offers to us himself. So when we receive him, we receive all those other things. We receive forgiveness, redemption, reconciliation, righteousness. All of those are bound up in Jesus Christ. So somebody can say to a lost person, God is not counting your sins against you because of the work of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And when they receive Christ, as it talks about in Acts 10:43, also in several other places in the New Testament, we receive that forgiveness. But it's not ours until we receive Christ.
Correct.
Because it is in Christ. Now, I think that's the clearest and best way to explain it. It's of no value to somebody that's lost. Mm-hmm. You know, they can say, my sins are forgiven. Well, that doesn't really mean anything because they're still dead in their sins. And what this new life does is eradicate that. It takes us from death to life. That's what salvation is all about.
Absolutely. Well, again, you found Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, and I'm Bob Davis. And again, welcome to the broadcast, everybody. I want to remind you that every day now, we are streaming live video to the Internet on YouTube and Facebook. And the Basic Gospel pages on each of these particular social media entities is available to you. And we have an archive that is there available as well. If you go to the radio section of basicgospel.net and click on that archive, then there are four to the just to the right of each day's broadcast title, there is a link that you can just click, and that will take you to the archive of the video. So we encourage you to take advantage of that. We've made this available so that you can see our faces every day and see that we mean what we're saying.
Yes, indeed. And one other thing about that, as far as Facebook Live, YouTube Live is concerned, there is a live chat feature. So if you're watching us right now, you have a question that comes in response to what you've heard, type it in the comment section, and we will look at those and try to answer it on that day's broadcast. Yep. So let's have some interaction, some give and take through this Facebook Live channel and the YouTube Live channel.
Yeah.
If you watch it when we're not actually live, one of the archive deals, and you still have questions, post it in the comment section. We would love to answer those. We would love to respond. We'll give you a written response. We'll also talk about it on the air. So that's a very important feature of Facebook Live and YouTube Live. And we want to be social on those two spots. It is social media. We want to be social on our end and respond to what you are writing, asking on your end. So take advantage of that. It is a great way to interact and be a part of the daily broadcast.
Yes, absolutely. Right now, we have open lines at 844-322-2742. Time on the clock. We'd love to hear from you.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go out to Payette, Idaho, and talk to LaVonna. Hi, LaVonna.
Hello. How are you?
We're doing well. Nice to hear from you again. What's on your mind today?
Well, I have a question about the Holy Spirit. Now, it's my understanding that you do not have the Holy Spirit unless you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior.
That's right. If you're born again, the Holy Spirit, you have received the gift of the Spirit. The Spirit has come to live inside of you. You're indwelt. That's what the biblical term is. You have been indwelt by the Holy Spirit. A lost person does not have the Holy Spirit living in them. That's why Paul wrote, if you don't have the Holy Spirit, you don't belong to Christ.
And then when you do have the Holy Spirit, then that Holy Spirit guides and directs you and helps you to obey God and His commandments. And a person that does not have the Holy Spirit, they do not have that help. Is that right?
That's right. They are in the flesh. They're in Adam. They're in the flesh. So they're controlled by the sin that lives in their flesh. They are mastered by sin. They are controlled by the ways of the world. And no matter how hard they try to be good, try to earn righteousness and acceptance before God, they're always going to fall flat on their faces. Why? Because sin controlling them is always going to lead them down the wrong path. Now that we're in Christ, we have a new way of life, and that is by faith expressed in love one toward another. So God has sent the Spirit to live inside of us so that we could learn how to walk by faith, how to trust Jesus through every situation that we encounter in life. So it's not about the Holy Spirit empowering us to live up to a set of rules and regulations. He's elevated to something much more sublime than that, and that is this way of faith. And as we begin to trust Jesus, we're going to express that trust, that faith and love one toward another. That is ultimately the command of God, isn't it, LaVonna, that we are to love one another as God in Christ has loved us. The Holy Spirit leads us down that path.
Right, and that is why we encourage a non-Christian, and that's why we want them to come to Christ, so that they will have that indwelling Holy Spirit and the help. And that's the whole message, basically.
That's right.
To preach.
That's why this gospel is so vitally important, because it's only through the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ that we can be made alive and indwelt by the Spirit of God. That's good stuff. That's good stuff, LaVonna.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for your question. Thanks for your conversation. Sure enjoyed it.
Yeah.
You call again,
thank
okay?
You.
All right. Yes. Bye-bye.
Indeed, we do love hearing from our listeners, and if you can't get to us while we're actually on the air live during the 3 o'clock Central Time hour, well, you can call 24 hours a day, same number, 844-322-2742. Bob.
I was going to come.
Surprise me.
Yeah, I was going to go back to some of the things that we started out with today's broadcast on this prosperity gospel. I think it's so important that we really talk about that we really discuss what's going on there, and especially as it relates to the new covenant. There are many out there who are using new covenant teaching just as a mask to cover over their real message, and that's the prosperity gospel. So, for example, they take the Abrahamic covenant, in which it says that through Abraham the whole world would be blessed. And what do they mean by blessings? They mean prosperity, they mean health, they mean wealth. So that Abrahamic covenant is an entitlement to wealth and prosperity. So that Abrahamic covenant has found its fulfillment in this new covenant. So there's many out there who take the teaching of the new covenant and project the same thing. It entitles us to wealth and prosperity. Well, that's not necessarily true.
No.
We know what the world situation is. We know people that haven't experienced wealth and prosperity, but they've experienced incredible contentment in Jesus Christ. Why? Because that's what the gospel delivers. They've experienced peace and assurance. They know the joy of the Lord. They don't have a dime in their pocket. They may not have a roof over their head, but they know Jesus. And why? Because the gospel invited them into this relationship with Jesus, and the Holy Spirit has made Jesus known to them in such a powerful and real and tangible way. So they didn't receive health and prosperity, but they received the greatest gift, Jesus Christ. It's important for us to know this. There are some people that will say that physical healing and financial blessing are a part of the atonement, and that's how they put it, that Christ shed blood guarantees prosperity and health for us today.
With his stripes, we were healed.
That's right.
Are healed.
And that's of our financial poverty. They call that a sin. Being poor, being financially poor is a sin. And this shed blood of Jesus has freed us from that, has enabled us to become rich in Jesus, rich financially in Jesus. There's a lot of people that are getting disappointed. Why? Where are the blessings? Why hasn't my ship come in? Why aren't I getting healed? Lord, I've prayed. I've done everything I'm supposed to, and yet my loved one still died, or I'm still sick. I'm going downhill. They get mad at God. Why? Because they've believed a distorted gospel, not the real gospel.
Yeah.
They also say faith is a force in and of itself. I can just create, name something just like God did, and in doing so, I can bring it about. It's not in the Word of God. That's not the Bible. Our faith is in Jesus. He is the object of our faith. The Word of God is the object of our faith. Everything that we need has already been given to us in Christ. That's the good news. Let's stick with the good news and recognize everything else is distortions, and in that, we will experience the true blessing of the gospel.
Absolutely. Well, Bob, thanks for those closing thoughts. And friends, we want to remind you, and Bob is absolutely right, Jesus is the first answer to all the tough questions that people throw out. And many times those questions are nothing more than smoke screens. But someone who is consumed with fear and uncertainty about spiritual issues and the claims of Christianity, those questions are as real as rain, and folks need respectful answers to their questions. And those of you who support Basic Gospel are reaching people who are indeed asking the right questions. People have grown very, very weary and of the empty answers, and they're actually hungry for truth. And so everything the Bible points to, his name is Jesus. We encourage you to make your gift this month to Basic Gospel, and when you do, you'll get a copy of Jim Wallace's excellent book, Cold Case Christianity. We want you to have a copy again, so go online to basicgospel.net. You'll see the link right on the front page. Well, thanks for being with us for this edition, everybody. Now, for Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to be with us tomorrow for a study edition of Basic Gospel.